Welcome to It's a Show. Okay.
Welcome to episode 8 of It's a Show podcast, the holiday hiatus edition. This episode is titled The Jessica Hoy Incident. Sparky here, GA, is on some much-needed time off. We will resume our regularly scheduled programming in the new year. In the meantime, enjoy this, recorded previously in front of a studio audience.
The following program contains mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Jessica. I'm not around my phone. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished your recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Jessica Hoy, if that is your real name, you've just missed the golden opportunity to spout off on It's a Show. Formerly the number 88 podcast on Podomatic, now we're at number 208 as we continue to get better. So if you want to call me back, I think you know the number. Bye now.
Oh, we get phone calls. Yes, we get phone calls. Oh, we get lots and lots of phone calls. We get your phone calls. You give us phone calls. And we put you on the air.
Hello. Ahoy.
It's a Show World HQ. Who may we ask is calling, please?
Jessica, ahoy.
Oh, and are you knee deep in human feces right now, may we ask?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm just finding a quiet corner in the hospital. Taxpayer dollars hard at work.
Okay. So she's an aspiring broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen, who moonlights as a nurse. So
that seems backwards to me, to go to from nursing to broadcasting.
There's a lot backwards about this girl, I can tell you that.
There is a lot backwards.
Here's the thing. I asked her for feedback, and, you know, be careful what you ask for. That's what they always say. So here was a direct quote from young Jessica.
Uh-oh.
I listened to part of your latest podcast, see, and I knew right away when she said that, this type of show, you have to get into the flow. It's more of a, you know, a long-term gratification.
Yeah. Hashtag, it gets better.
Yes.
The thing is I'm like 3 seasons behind on Breaking Bad. Any spare time I have, I need to find out more about Crystal Meth. If you guys talk more about that.
I'm on the Breaking Bad. I just started season 3.
Yeah, see, it gets better.
I'm on season 3 of, what's the zombie show?
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Yeah, don't spoil it for me.
There are zombies. Spoiler.
It's good, but way too long, she writes. I think there were 4 minutes on how to listen, but the only people hearing that are already listening.
She makes a good point.
Which is a good point.
Good
that
point.
Was the one nugget I took out of here that was worth
that was a good
hearing
nugget.
This diatribe. Like, this is a long paragraph here, Spark. Sit still for a second.
Are you going to read the whole letter? I would have made it a little more spicy if I knew
it was
going to be on the show.
Most radio type podcasts I've listened to are in the 20 to 30 minute range. A wise morning show guy once told me that people have ADD, so you got to be quick. The content is good and funny.
You know who that wise man was?
No.
It was you.
You know what? After the tears and everything and the anger subsided, we had a good conversation about this, Sparky and I, and we decided to have you on the air and to say thank you for the honest, raw, hurtful words on
Facebook. Hey, I also said that the content was good and funny. You didn't read the nice part.
Here's the thing. So Sparky said it best yesterday, I think. He said, it's half dozen of one, blah, 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 whatever the saying is, because he works a night job doing some despicable things. Like, he's a male prostitute. Okay, I said it.
Make a lot of money.
And a lot of moolah doing that. And he's on his back for hours at a time, just bored.
Oh, jeez.
So... No, he actually cleans offices. And so that's how many hours? A couple times a week?
It usually takes me about a couple hours every day, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like hungering for something to listen to long form. But
he's not going to listen to it. It's his own voice.
But
he's not
going to
listen every day.
Oh, yeah, we listen. We're responsible for half of our amazing stats.
That's right.
We download it. We download each episode 6 times each.
But between the download that you made me do and the ones that you guys do yourselves, what's your actual numbers?
It's not pretty.
Did you make her do this?
No.
This wasn't volunteer?
Hey, by the way.
There was bribery.
No, she didn't even know we were calling. Here's the thing. We have something to celebrate because our original goal was to get what? How many downloads? How many subscribers?
50.
50 subscribers. We hit that mark. We trounced it, actually.
I like episode 3.
And we got to drink the spiced rum that was in Sparky's kitchen. So
yum.
Another goal that we've struggled to reach is 25 likes on Facebook so we can customize our Facebook page. Guess what? Ding dong. Hello. Who's the winner? Now we are it. We got it.
You got it. And I haven't even liked you guys yet.
See, I know it's so rude.
I have two accounts. I could put you up to 27.
Do it.
Do it now.
We don't need you, but do it anyway, because so, that's what all the cool kids are doing.
I've got a nurse question, because I'm having a hot flash right now. That can't be right.
Well.
Like, can I open a window? Because I'm really, like, I'm sweating here.
This is
yeah,
awkward.
Yeah, open a window. Sure.
Jessica is that hot that she makes men sweat through the phone.
Do you know what's weird? Do you know what makes me sweat? This is a weird thing. Jolly Ranchers. I've realized that every time I eat one, I get sweaty. That's not a normal thing.
Okay, so now when you're a nurse, like, how do you keep your sanity? Because there's a lot of crazy stuff happening in there.
Well, I drink a lot of wine.
No, but not, you can't, I mean during your shift.
Oh, during the shift. I
drink
know.
A lot of wine.
I think about the wine that I'm going to drink after the shift.
You got to have goals and work towards those goals.
Every nurse I've ever met has the same answer to that question.
Yeah.
Are you picking up a lot of shifts over the holidays or what?
Yeah, I think I'm working every day from now until the 2nd.
So you're going to make sick money. Like sick.
Yep.
Sick?
I'll be rolling in it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, to pay off my credit card.
Yeah, so any suggestions? Here's my latest idea for It's a Show, the podcast. We're going to troll Twitter for guests, and we're going to go, if you got like 40,000 minimum followers or friends or whatever you got, then I'm going to invite you to be a guest speaker on It's a Show. And then we'll win by association. You understand what I'm saying?
So are you saying that the reason that you have me on right now is because you're using me for my...
No.
1,200 followers.
I'm just
you
trying.
Have that many that followers? It?
She's the focus group of one.
Yes. The unbiased opinion.
Yeah. If she wouldn't have known me before she listened to this, she would have been rolling in the aisles and all this. But she knows I'm capable of so much more.
Oh, she's got expectations.
Preconceived notions. She's rather
That's
quiet.
That's the problem.
Did somebody die beside you or what happened?
I don't know. I'm in the lobby now.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Have I ever seen a dead body?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of them.
Like, well, you must be a shitty nurse.
Well, you can't save them all.
Okay.
I haven't lost any today. So.
Well, I'll drink to that if I had a beer. The beer guy is supposed to be here, but he's not here. Is it unsettling for you each time, or is it like kind of just part of doing business?
No, I don't enjoy that part. That's kind of why I went into broadcasting. I heard that less people die.
Just our
less.
Souls.
Yeah.
It's a soul-sucking business. All right, so I'm on antibiotics there, nurse, doctor.
Okay.
It's for my half-done root canal.
Oh.
Yeah, they started it, and then I ran out of money, so they said they'd finish in the new year when my plan refreshes, right? And I said, oh, is that really a thing? Can you do that? And I said, oh, yeah, it's no problem. So about a week later, intense pain in the mouth, achage everywhere, deep and hot and cold sensitivity, like it's going out of style. I almost perished eating spaghetti. So now I'm on amoxicillin, which of course is going to, you know what happens when you're on medication, then you become immune.
It's
going to
ruin your birth control. That's what's
going
to do.
Ooh, we don't want that happening.
No.
No. I've already got 4 kids. Stop the madness. Oh, I read something about vasectomies since you brought that up. Hang on a second. There are some doctors who now offer an ouchless vasectomy. Instead of a needle to freeze the area, they use pressurized jet spray. Have you ever heard of such a phenomenon?
I haven't, but I use a spray of some sort. I had laser tattoo removal, and they said it's painless because they give you this jet of cold air. No, it's not painless. It hurts really bad, but you're cold while it hurts.
It's like a frostbite maybe feeling situation.
Yeah, it's just like... You're cold and in pain.
May I ask what type of tattoo that was so brutal that you had to have it removed?
Well, I haven't. I only had one treatment and it hurt really bad, so I'm going to keep the rest of this faded, gross tattoo till I die. It's just music notes on my wrist. It looks like they were done in prison, though.
Oh, so you had a real artist. You paid the big dollars.
I did.
You got tattoos all over, don't you? You got them on your feet or something?
I've got... 6 now, I think.
6?
Yep.
Okay, explain to... Because you're tat-free, right, Spark?
I've got one.
You got a tat?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only guy in the world that doesn't have a tattoo. Where's your tattoo?
Right on the right arm shoulder area.
Okay, what is it?
Upper shoulder. It's a maple leaf in, like, it's in your skin, and the skin's clawed away, so there's claw marks, so it's revealing the maple leaf.
So it's like a Wolverine type thing.
Situation, yeah.
Yeah. the national symbol of Canada.
That's right.
The Wolverine.
Yes.
Well, Wolverine is from Canada.
Like the Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that. And Jessica, I'm not sure if I want your pictures.
You might need to hire her to watch over you. You don't look so good today.
I don't feel good.
You look like you need some nurse care.
I need some beer. I was counting on the beer guy.
No, try not. You're on antibiotics. Oh, you're not feeling good. Beer.
What happens if I drink beer on antibiotics? Is that not allowed?
It depends on the antibiotic. I'm not sure about the one you're on.
Amoxicillin?
I'm not too sure. I always ask my doctor.
I'm telling you, man.
I hope I never get checked in when she's on duty. Because she doesn't know anything. She keeps saying she doesn't know.
I'm a fantastic nurse. I'm just a little rusty. It's been a few weeks.
She's been in broadcast school all year. So are you done or no?
For the semester.
Oh, okay. You still got more. She loves to go to school, this girl. I don't know if you know. She's a professional student.
Well, radio school is pretty fun, too, if I recall.
You don't like it?
You're in there longer than you need to be, if we're being honest.
Yeah. School's not my jam anymore. It was. Not anymore.
I kind of took the wind out of her sails because I critiqued her when she critiqued us. I critiqued her back. And then,
Let me read that out loud. How about that?
We don't have time, unfortunately.
Yeah, we don't. We
really got a tight schedule.
And I've already cried enough this week.
I've critiqued some of the best disc jockeys in the world.
Well, obviously, you critiqued me, so.
No. And Sparky, too, actually, when he used to be on the air as a radio personality.
And now I'm retired.
Gave it all up. For Lent, that just keeps going. It's an endless Lent.
I have a question. Remember when I said that it was really long? How long are we talking here?
Oh, this is definitely going to be edited.
Yeah.
Which makes me cry at night.
You might get...
I'm just... Because I've got like 15 patients I got to take care of.
They're racked and stacked. We got them racked and stacked. Okay, give me one piece of lingo that you nurses use on the inside that we should know about.
One that we use that's not an official one, but we use is code brown. And that, you can imagine what that means.
Love it.
Okay, that's enough. That's all I need. Let's end on a high. Thanks for calling us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me. I'll tweet this or something.
Yeah, scratch it off your bucket list. You've been on a podcast.
I'm
going
to put this on my resume. Okay, bye.
Like It's a Show podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/It's a Show podcast. Follow us on Twitter @It's a Show pod. And of course, subscribe to us on iTunes. Some new changes coming in 2014 to It's a Show podcast. We will be changing our upload dates, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Subscribe to us on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And of course, tell us what you think on Facebook. On behalf of GA and the entire staff of It's a Show podcast, which includes myself and nobody else, have a happy new year. And thanks for listening. Keep in touch.